not as much as him. I mean, maybe. Not as fluent as him.
All right.
Hello, everybody out in Podbean land. We are starting this podcast, not live. Are we going to be live today?
I mean, I'm setting it up to go live.
Okay, we're going live.
We could go live, but if we don't, we don't. I don't even
know if we're recording. All right, so we're doing this.
Practicing with the mic.
We have a real comedian on the show tonight, not me. So I've been perpetrating this whole time. We have a real comedian here. Her name is Nitra. Nitra, say hello to all the people out in audio land.
What's up, audio land? Y'all caught me in the middle of swallowing.
essential water.
We be clear on what we're swallowing here.
Please say the essential, because as expensive as it is, I need to give it a shot.
Essential. We're waiting for your sponsorships.
See how we
I see
you
guys from yesterday, so when you see it on your screen,
yep,
then you're ready to go.
I'm not sure. What am I looking at in my screen?
I haven't seen it to you yet.
Oh, so you're going
to
see something?
I saw you want to send it.
I'm not going to be able to send it to nobody. It's easy. That's what you do it ahead of time. So to avoid this, if I would have scheduled it live, I would have had the link already, I would have been able to share it. As opposed to now, when I don't have it, I don't get to share it.
But it's going to be live regardless. Well, we can also record this and edit it if we wanted it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, correct. It's going to be a live session. But it's going to be kind of like we recorded it.
Okay.
Because nobody's really going to be having the link.
Right.
And so now we learn why.
But that's okay. No, that's okay. Because if we're going to do it live, I think we should promote it live beforehand.
Before, what we didn't know was on the link side, if the live link retained itself continuously, or now that we learned is that once you finish the cut, and then it's like a new reel.
Right.
You got a new link.
Right.
You got to start off with.
Right.
So you got to promote that one.
Okay.
Yeah. We're trying to avoid that.
Okay. Still learning.
Yes,
sure. It's a process, man.
Like you saw how really over here is talking to the mic there.
So formal. My podcasting. I just light a joint and go there.
No microphone or nothing.
I have like a little mic. I mean, it's my I use my phone because I do it through Anchor or whatever, and I just light up and it's just reflecting, on past sexual experiences, but in comedic fashion.
Of course.
Only sexual?
Pretty much, yeah. It's called Confessions of a Garden Tool.
Ooh,
so
a garden tool.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Yes. That's a clever name.
Thanks.
I use Podbean. I haven't used Anchor.
Yeah.
Do you like Anchor?
It's pretty cool. Considering I haven't did much in the past year, I monetized like $19 in the past year and a half. And I haven't put an episode up since 2019, because 2020 I didn't do anything. I was doing other stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and because they have this thing where you can like record in a commercial for them.
Oh.
And every time somebody clicks your thing, that's when you get paid. And I found out that.
I'm sorry, what are they clicking?
The commercial.
The commercial plays during your podcast.
Oh.
So whenever people click on your link, you get it a little something for that.
Right.
So I don't
That's
do nothing
cool.
to it, but I just started to record back. I was like, damn, these stories are easy to remember when you drink.
Of course,
it's like, damn it.
When you want to sit down and like recite them, it's a whole different thing.
I used to just tell them on stage, like snippetly, but I stretch it like into an hour and I really, really reflect. You know, on stage, you got to get to the point.
No, but here you can be detail oriented.
Yeah,
right.
I go into it. Sometimes it goes left, and then I had some guests, and that's what I'm going to do on this new season is have guests, and we'll talk about some everything, you know.
Because
the way I would do it, I would go in the studio, and I'd put, like, different encounters on a little piece of paper, and then I'd pull one out, and that's the story I would
tell. That's a good idea.
Are we talking about garden tool encounters?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wonderful. Just making sure I'm following the lead with regards to what the conversation is about.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing is about the woman being the garden, the man being the tool.
Oh.
And when they get together, they hoe.
Oh.
Because you can't hoe without each other. That's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you need the garden and you need the tool.
They'll call the woman the hoe, but it's not actually the truth.
Right.
The hoeing is the actual
the tool.
Is the tool together with the. Wow, that makes more sense. That's logical. I love it.
Yeah. Definitely think about it next time.
All right.
Either way, let's make holes. Either way, let's make holes.
Let's make some water.
Listen, everybody has their own pronouns, okay?
Let's make some flowers.
This is true.
Okay. Can I? Do I have a link that I can use or no?
But I was trying to get a secret group to let me record a live episode once a month to have an audience.
Okay.
And I would include like stand up with it. So like, you know, have a comedian, have a comedian do like a set, but it has to be a certain type of set, you know, like maybe tell, you know, like the whole set doesn't have to be that way, but it needs to be in that.
Man, I love the idea of relationships and dating. That's universal.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you can have some hilarious stories. I mean, we've been through hell, you know, especially comedians. I feel like God gives us the craziest things so that we can tell those stories back to folks.
Married people get a lot of crazy stories too. Comedians.
Oh yeah. I guess.
Yes, yes, married people do.
Married people, really?
Yes.
Look, guilty.
Oh, y'all want to tell
you?
That's pretty funny.
I'm excited. That's hilarious.
All y'all out in Podbean are getting extra right now. This is not being recorded.
I love this.
Beautiful.
So are you speaking on behalf of married people?
I'm speaking on behalf of the Premium Advantage.
It's just all about subscribe. Everything comes back to subscribe. No matter what we say or what we do, please subscribe. Oh my God. That's it, dog. That's it. Oh goodness.
No, how it link yet? Yes, no.
But you can pull your phone out and record. I want to kind of take some clips because we haven't used this studio before.
Yeah, that's true.
So pull your phone out whenever you feel like and check us out.
Do you use this? Like, do you?
We sometimes do, but we ain't gonna use it today.
Okay. It says connect to streaming.
Okay, I'm gonna send it, right? So when I send it, it's gonna be on.
Okay.
Let me get a quick.
There we are, right
there. There we go.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Oh, by the way. I gotta keep hold, so. That's another engage there. All
right.
Check. Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Nitra.
Pull it up to you, Mama, so you don't have to reach. There you go.
Oh, do it again?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Check, mic.
Yeah.
Check. All right.
How you doing?
Like it?
Nah, so when you see it there.
When I see it, what am I going to see?
I'm going to send it to you. You're going to see this feed, so. All right. Here we go.
Oh, do I keep the computer on or can I close it? Last time I left it open. Should I close it?
Once it's going, you can, once you see it.
Okay. All right, cool.
Keep
it open.
The key.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. You need it?
Is it 3-1-DZ?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to send it right.
So reset it? Reset the key?
No.
Reset it? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Can you say reset it?
No.
It should be coming now.
Oh, yeah, it's going. All right, cool. I think we're going. So I can close it up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're still going?
Yeah.
Perfect. Welcome back to our 10th episode of the Premium Advantage.
Big 10.
Yeah, let me put this in.
10 episodes already, man. Time flies when you're having fun, is what they say, but I don't know if that's necessarily true or just a cliche. And that Ryan bonus points for me.
Time is subjective.
Yes.
Time is subjective. Welcome back. I have a little bit of a dilemma with regards to today's episode.
What?
Yes, it's a little bit of a dilemma. Because we have serious topics to discuss, and we have a lineup. And so keeping in mind that today, I heard in the news, live, President Biden, there is like urgency in an area where Ukraine and Russia meet, or they're entangling. So keeping in mind that, it's like, all our friends, on our peers, what's the show?
Yes.
It's like, okay, what are you going to talk about? Well, the first thing that I wanted to bring up, subscribe.
Subscribe
to the episode. Subscribe to the channel. You get more information, save more time, save more money, get more info. Having said that, there are definitely a lot of topics to talk about, and we have tried to make it into a concise 1 hour deal. This one may go a little bit longer, but it may not. We'll see. We'll try to be as informative and try to minimize the tangents as they come along.
Efficiency.
That's right. Now, something else that I wanted to discuss was the membership. If you live in Texas and you are an entrepreneur and you're interested in developing your business, don't have a business, you want to move to a business, you have a small business, you want to grow your business, we have memberships available for you. Click the links below, read what they say. If you have questions, send us some info, send us some questions. With that, we have Mr. Jacinto.
Howdy.
And Ms. Nitra joining us today.
Yes, thank y'all for having me. You know, you say my name three times, I always come.
Bonus point from the very get-go.
Love it.
Just saying.
Love it.
How are you guys doing?
Blessed. Wonderful. Yes. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I feel left out. No one told me to wear my ponytail today. Yes.
I emailed you. I could have sworn.
There was no inkling of a ponytail needed. You didn't say ponytail included.
You should have done some research on the show. Everybody had a little ponytail.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, he knows me. He should have said. Because last time I seen Jacinto, he didn't have his. Well, you have a ponytail.
Right.
He has a puny tail.
A baby.
He has like the little 1 year old baby girl ponytail.
I got a one hitter.
Go back to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. It's not growing fast enough. Exactly. I'm growing, you know. I'm evolving. I'm a growing boy. I'm just going to eat more protein and see if I can grow this ponytail out to a full pony.
You know, if you go on like Amazon, there's this little fake ponytail holder you could buy that'll totally give you girth in your ponytail.
I don't need any girth. I'm girthy. I need more length. DJ Girthy. Yes.
How intriguing where this conversation started and now where it's going.
My bad.
It's all right. It's all right. We'll take it.
Definitely.
What else is going on? Tell us, what do you guys want to talk about?
I like to kind of address the comedy scene in Houston. I mean, the entertainment scene in Houston. Because I don't think a lot of folks know about entertainment scene in Houston.
Yes.
So first of all, stand-up comedy. We're both comedians and we both do comedy around town. And there's a lot of great comedy out there. There's some fantastic clubs. You can throw them out there. There's the Secret Group. Obviously, the Improv is the one where they have comedy. But there's also places like Rudyard's, Phil and Derek's. Uh-huh. Come on, give us some more.
A Taste Bar and Lounge. Mm-hmm.
Beer Garden.
You know what? There's so many underground different places. You know what I'm saying? So it's
the box,
like,
I went to the box last night.
That's a great point, is that a lot of people don't know that the Secret Group has stand-up comedy, but they also have a side room in the back for stand-up comedy constantly. Because they have music as well. So they'll have a comedy show in the main room and a comedy show in the back. And the back is called The Box, as they call it. Mm-hmm. So you just go around the corner. So if you're not sure, the people at the Secret Group are really great. You can go over there and ask them, hey, I'm looking for a comedy show. There's almost always comedy going on at that facility.
Every night, pretty much.
Pretty much every night, right? Yeah. But there's comedy every night in Houston if you look for it. I know on Facebook we can look at Comedy Stage Time. Is one of them people can look for comedy shows. Do you know any others where people can find shows in Houston?
I mean, you can literally Google it. You know what I'm saying? Like Eventbrite. A lot of us put events on Eventbrite. And that's how I acquire like new fans when I do events that I host or produce or whatever. You know, people literally will go on Eventbrite and whatever is closest to them, oh, snap, a comedy show. So, you know, that's definitely a good way. Because we also like to track whether there's a cover or not.
Right.
You like to, cover your attraction, like see who's potentially coming.
I know that Nitra comes every time somebody says her name.
There it is. Somebody got it.
That's a callback. I've got it back already.
They're going to keep coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to keep on coming.
I'm just glad that you... that you're aware. A lot of men aren't aware.
And don't recognize that. And how important it is that happens.
Now, with regards to comedy, my understanding with regards to laughter in itself is like it's a bit of a coping mechanism.
Absolutely.
That people use to kind of relieve some of the stress. And is there stressful times in my perceptions? Like not only that we're not really over COVID, but we're kind of waving through that,
right.
And everybody's receiving news and information, and situations keep coming up that is kind of like avocados. We're about to go to war about avocados.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or where we're going to go to war on avocados. Can you guys give me some more about that? Yeah. What do you guys see?
Avocados are delicious, and I will go to war.
I will go to war. Took the nail on my avocados, right?
Yes.
No, and but so did you hear about that? What the avocado short scare that we had, and that was going to be on the brink of war a couple of days ago.
Wow. I would think in history they go back and they'll call it the Great Avocado Scare of 2022.
I think they will. If not, we're going to go ahead and trademark that.
Right. Well, what history books do y'all, is this going to be in? Because I know.
The Mexican one?
Okay. In Second Ward, it's going to be on the wall in graffiti. I didn't say that. Listen, I don't want to get canceled by my Latino. And, you know, I have two little half-breed nieces. That is so rude. I like you people.
You people? Oh, here we go. Here we go. That was
really fast. I don't want to get canceled. Please don't.
I'm hella Mexican, so I'm okay. I can talk as much as we want.
I'm hella Mexican, too. I've had a couple of you.
This is true.
I just think that there's so many, every time like something comes up, there's so many connections. And so much information that we can connect. There's so much learning to do from all these experiences. For example, one of them I would say is the hyperbole.
Hyperbole. Sure.
You guys know what I'm saying. Is the enhancement of the avocados, right?
Right.
Oh crap! Like,
right.
Okay. What happened again? Okay. Apparently, somebody got threatened in Mexico.
A U.S. health inspector went down to check the avocado situation.
Maybe he lives there.
That's true.
I don't know all the details, and that's what happens. People don't know all the details, so you get like everybody's running.
Mixed messages.
You start.
Communication is.
I feel like we wouldn't be in this war if we communicated better, right? There'd be a whole other discussion.
There is no
whole
other topic.
What I know is I better be able to get some dang old avocados at HEB.
I just want some good guac at the store.
Wait, do that again?
Guac.
Ooh, do it repetitively.
When I do it the third time.
Say it three times, then watch what happens. You'll probably
it's
come.
Like, it's like Beetlejuice. That's not even better.
It's just the sound. You know?
So in case y'all didn't know, we get about 80% of our avocados from Mexico.
Who's we? Houston or like the U.S.?
Like us three right here. 80%.
No, right. HEB is from Mexico. Right, you're right.
No, United States. It's 80% of their avocados from Mexico. Let's check that. Check that back.
We need to check Jacinto facts.
It's in there somewhere, I promise.
If it's wrong or if it's off by like a percentage, put it in the description.
We'll put it in there. Mm-hmm. And so this U.S. health inspector went down to Mexico to check on the avocado situation, and the Mexican cartel is getting their hands in there, and so they scared him really badly. He came back to the United States, and the U.S. said, okay, we're cutting off ties. So they canceled the contract of all of our avocados coming from Mexico. The cost of avocados started to spike, and everybody started freaking out, and it started creating
this. I started buying avocados, eating avocados. Yeah, like
creating a snowball.
Y'all ain't fooling me. Are we really talking about avocados?
Yes.
With distribution from Mexico to the United States.
Yes.
That does not sound avocado-ish.
Because
I watched Snowfall, okay?
Yes.
And I know, I remember when the Mexicans was bringing the avocados over into LA, it was dope in there. So let's call a spade a spade. We're not talking avocados.
We are straight talking because here's the thing.
Avocado.
Weed is legal now.
I feel like I want to drink it.
Weed is legal
now. It's not
now.
Legal in Texas.
It is in California. So here's the problem. Well, let me finish. Here's the problem. The cartel is no longer investing in weed because it's legal in California. They're now investing in avocados. This is the problem. Google it. Straight up.
I'm just saying, when it comes to vices, I've heard of weed, alcohol, genitalia, and now avocados.
Mm-hmm.
We are at a really...
The world is ending.
You know what? Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy it with some good flavor.
So, here's what happened. This was like a couple days ago. And then, like, was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. When we had our meeting on Thursday.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, the U.S. backtracked and said, my bad.
Was it a backtrack?
I don't know what you want to call it.
Some theories.
Whatever you want to call it.
You better not say renege.
So whatever you want to call it, they said, let's keep this contract going and decided not to cause this huge avocado scare. That's what it was.
I already know how it all went down. I know how it all went down. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
You know what? The cartel's going to put a bomb underneath my Honda. I'm sorry, cartel. Yeah. I'm talking to you guys.
Cartel
We're talking
rocks.
Avocados
are a whole different story.
At least 90% of the U.S. supply.
Dang.
90%.
Okay.
Thank you. Increased. Oh, wow. It increased. You see? So it was probably, possibly, and artificial.
It's about inflation. Supply and demand.
For sure.
Always. It's always
it.
About
you
that.
You said it. You said it. It's always. About supply and demand.
Yes.
Correct. The oldest two words that bring conflict into our societies. In my perception, this war situation is brought in by supply and demand.
Absolutely.
It is not like items or stuff and like request. It is supply and demand. Mm-hmm. If we can't get it, we're going to demand.
Kind of like the McRib. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, sure. When the McRib is out, away. You know, when they take it away, you'll be like, oh, I need a McRib. Right, and then right. When it comes back,
there, you're
excited.
Like, Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It happens every time.
When they take it away, you're like, I was just.
It goes back to vices. It goes back to vices with regards to, we want the avocados. I mean, you're not going to, you know, Maslow is the guy with the pyramid. Avocados at the very bottom. but there's other stuff around avocado. You can eat other stuff. You know, I'm just saying.
It just doesn't taste as good.
Are we still talking avocados?
I think so.
Okay.
We just went back.
Supply and demand.
Oh, supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
That's always. To the table. I love that you brought it to the table first. That's good.
Hey, I failed economics once. And I got it the second time in night school.
Oh, bro? At night school.
Yes.
Shout out to night school.
Yeah, you know, class of 96.
How interesting this all is. Now we have the actual potential for real war happening, not our war, but it has real potential detrimental situations that are coming up. And I mean, I don't know how much lobbying we're going to do, because in the sense of the stress leaving, we're going to need to connect somehow. And I'm thinking, yeah, let's talk about the reality of it and connect the dots when it's like, oh, we're all going to win this. We need to,
you know, we're all kind of lucky with social media, because you can get laughter instantly now.
Right.
You know, back in the day, you would have to either, you know, call your uncle and let him say whatever, or pop in a VHS or even a DVD, if you will. But
what is a VHS?
Okay, a very high species. I don't know, but I'm saying, like, but now all you got to do is just turn on your phone. You know what I'm saying? They got a whole entertainment section on the news. Sure. They got, you know, TikTok now. Like, everybody's doing TikTok. They got grandmas doing TikToks. Yeah. They got grandpas doing TikTok. Like, everybody's doing TikTok but me. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not too late.
It's, you know what? I feel
start
like
right
that.
Now.
Okay. Look, whatever. But, I mean, and, you know, earlier you mentioned us, you know, we have a lot going on in the world. So you mentioned laughter being a defense mechanism, and it totally is. And so the world needs to be thanking comedians and people that like to, like, infiltrate things through laughter, because
absolutely.
We actually need this. You
absolutely.
Know, like, you know, a lot of people go through a lot of different stuff. You know, I just recently lost two important men in my life, my father and my boyfriend, and I have been laughing through this whole thing. Now, you know, while it was going on, it wasn't funny.
Sure.
Yeah,
but it's funny now.
Right.
You know, and
right.
That's going to be the name of my new.
Your special?
Yes. It wasn't funny back then, but it's funny now.
I love it. I love it.
So, yeah, I'm working on that. But, you know, we have to laugh, you know,
right.
Like myself. You know, fourth, I had a growth spurt. I've been 5'9" since fourth grade, dude.
Nice. Okay.
Wow.
So I had to have a defense mechanism. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
you're just towering over kids, just
right.
Like moving them
you
out of the
way.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, if you see my That's fourth grade awesome. School picture, me and my teacher
right
are on
year.
The
right.
side. No, we're on the sides.
Yeah.
I look like a teacher's aide. I don't look
assistant.
Like a student. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had to come up with ways to, like, protect myself.
Yeah.
And being funny was a way. You know, hell, I was bigger than everybody else. I could have been a bully, but
yeah.
That wasn't, I was like a gentle giant.
Aww.
Yeah.
I think it's also the
yeah.
cleverer way, too. I think it's the most, efficient way to not super create a conflict where you're, like, making people laugh. And if you create your adversary to some degree, you know.
But we want to be offensive sometimes.
Sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Like,
you push
and sometimes that comedy
that's
is what gets to certain people.
Yeah,
like that
true.
Blue
oh.
comedy, like that, that the darker point. It is, you know
oh,
what I'm saying? That
yeah,
resonates
yeah.
really with white people. But
oh,
I mean, but it resonates,
it.
You know, and some people
you know,
have
you
that.
Have to whisper it.
You know, I'm just saying.
I know.
You know.
No, but Trips, you know, and since the beginning of time, comedians, that's been their job, to call out the king, to call out the.
Just their, I guess it wasn't just
it, it was
yeah,
always
the.
It was always their job
to
call,
pressure,
to relieve the pressure, to talk about the things that nobody
yeah,
wants to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
and it's evolved. But the comedy has evolved because, you know, like back in the day, if you ever watch an old Saturday Night Live episode, they're not even funny.
Yeah.
It's just Chevy Chase falling down.
Like back in
this one, you know what I mean? Compared to, I mean, not necessarily Saturday Night Live, but my point is comedy has evolved. Back in the day, you see a sitcom and people just fall down and people would laugh.
You know what? Back in the day, we were hella boring.
That's
like,
true.
Women couldn't wear, we were hella boring. We can do anything now.
Right.
Yeah, so you can make fun of anything now. You just got to, I always say, you can say anything to anybody. It's about presentation.
It has to be
about
presentation. Right, it's about how you present it.
It's also about, not just about presentation, but about what's been done before, okay?
So it's all comedy has been done before.
Yeah, correct. So it depends on also who sees it, right, for the first time, right? So if it's somebody that's never seen somebody fall, and then now sees Chevy Chase fall for the first time because they barely got their hands on a VHS. A VHS is a device that you put a cassette.
Thank you.
A cassette's plastic. It's got a little tape. You can, right?
Voluptuous human specimen. Is that what it was? VHS?
Yeah. Well, made Blockbuster rich, I think.
Yes.
So nonetheless.
I see what you mean.
So it has to be. And it goes back to supply and demand. Even the whole thing goes back to that in some aspect. Even the social media conversation that we had, which is supply and demand of entertainment and time. It's like, oh, how much time do I have for this entertainment versus the reality? And do I mix these two in a way where I get the information
And something in between both of y'all that's new now is cancel culture. Like, I'm all about everything I want to say coming off the dome, just spitting
I
what
can't
I can.
I got some very ignorant things to say.
Like, because cancel culture has changed the way comedians can act these days. There's a, you know, there's so many people in trouble, very big comedians who are in deep trouble. And you want to go into that list of comedians. There's so many that I could just rattle off, but it's a strange world where even comedians can't say what they really want to say because of cancel culture.
Again, it's all about presentation.
Yeah.
And how can you cancel me if I don't care, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Like, it's just a group of people that are like, I don't like him. It's no different than, you know, when you were a kid. Cancel culture is the same difference. Like, people like Dave Chappelle is like, no, you can't cancel me. Y'all are mad. He's going to go make a special about it. He got four new ones or something like that coming up. So, you know, it's about how you're doing it. Like, freedom of speech is one thing, you know, and then you always have somebody that they are the rule to the exception.
Well,
What do you mean, like the yelling fire in a theater, like that type of thing? Or what do you mean?
Right. Like it's always somebody that's it's funny until it's them. It ain't so fun until the rabbit got the gun, you know,
and,
until,
right.
you know, they can laugh at everybody else, but let you, you know, call them out on that one little thing that's not even, oh, you got a mold on your ear. They're going to snap and they want the world to snap at you too. This goes out to all the people who got a mold on their ear. They had a march for small penis men, for God's sake. Like,
people
come together for anything nowadays.
In Japan,
come together.
Where was that?
No, this was in
the United States.
Yes.
What?
Yes, where they had the small penis march.
Well, I heard it in Asia that the Asian women were protesting because they still can't get jobs over there. So they protested.
What kind of jobs are we talking about? Is this still supply and demand?
Are we still talking about avocados?
It's absolutely supply and demand.
Talking about avocados.
Absolutely.
You can call it whatever
The emoji, the pinky emoji, became their rally sign. So they made flags and t-shirts with this and all kinds of I think it was in Korea. I have to Google that. I'm not sure. These men in Korea started getting protesting themselves, saying that women were being disrespectful to them for having a small penis.
I'm just saying, everybody knows that most Asians have small penises. Cancel me if you want to. Cancel me if you want
Controversial statement.
I mean, it's just facts, number one. Number two, this march was everybody. They had men. Black men, white men. They had one sign said Jesus had a small penis. Like,
what?
It was.
Why you gotta bring Jesus into this?
I'm just saying. We don't know what was underneath that robe, sir.
We don't.
He did have women disciples, though. He had a lot of.
So we don't know if he had a third leg or if he was, you know, packing a Vienna sausage.
Or it's one of those things that women you don't have to be, I keep telling you, you don't have to be what you think you have to be in the bed.
Right.
If we like you,
it's going to go down. You. Exactly.
We like you. Exactly. We're going to scissor if we have to, if we like you fellas, we're going
to. Shout out to scissoring. That's a good point.
So I noticed you guys are flowing like from conversation to conversation. Like we went to.
I mean, that's how my brain goes on drugs.
Then we went to like back in time. And then we went back and forwards. And then are we still talking about avocados?
We could be.
No, we were talking about supply and demand. We're talking about the war.
Yes.
Yes. And then somehow we ended up with Koreans and
small
and
pieces.
Right. And then
it was about freedom.
Right.
Speech.
Freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
Yes.
And then we went into like 10 different items on freedom of speech.
Ooh, us tangent? No.
So the freedom of speech is a situation with regards to the state and the people, right? So the people have the right to cancel the people if they want to cancel, but the state in itself cannot tell you, you can't say it. Unless you're creating maybe like a harm to somebody else,
right?
Like fire, like something that you're mentioning.
Yeah,
correct. So that's my impression with regards to freedom of speech. Yeah, you can say whatever you want to and the cop can't tell you anything supposedly or they can't make a law to stop you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But somebody else can come and like punch you in the mouth. It's like, oh. And then they can get, there's a law to protect them, to protect you against that. Where it's like, well, you said something, and then I said it, you know.
You're right.
I went there.
Just avocados have loopholes.
They do. You know, and most of those comedians that got canceled, they were doing stupid things outside of the mic. You know, it wasn't like they were up there saying horrible things. Yeah. It was what they did outside, and they're already established comedians.
On top of that, I guess the plan demand the market. If the market is saying, the comedian market, the entertainment market is saying, hey, we got these awesome comedians that are like kicking butt, helping society, paying into nonprofit organizations, doing all this type of stuff, and we have these other comedians that are not doing any of that and talking mess about everybody else negatively and kind of not affecting society. So cancel society, cancels it in some degree. You know,
it's so crazy though because for the entertainment industry, it's all about getting butts in the seats. So no matter what you did, if you got butts in the seats, you're gonna keep going.
Okay.
And that's the special part. That's what didn't happen with Louis C.K. Didn't happen with Aziz. You know, is they did these weird things outside of their realm, and then they tried to come back, and people didn't show up.
Gotcha.
But some comedians who have done horrible things are back.
Yeah.
And people started coming, so they keep blowing.
I think it also has to do with regards to like the amount of content that people kind of look back on, right? So if you look
the amount
back,
of content.
Yeah, the amount of content. Correct. Meaning like if you go back and it's like I think you can always go back into somebody's life. And if they're constantly recording themselves and going into the camera, you're gonna be able to
find
5 to 30 seconds of some kind of content that's gonna be offensive.
That you can take out of context and make it sound crazy.
Yeah,
sure.
Correct.
Sure.
No, I mean, no. Even within context, right? Because you don't know, because these situations kind of are live, I guess, to some degree.
Sure.
And they're reactive, right? So you only have one way to respond. You cannot give your two answers at the same time to one person. So if you're getting challenged with a question or you're talking and things are flowing, sometimes you're going to say something, even in context, for a small period of time, potentially, if you're doing it over a long period of time. Now, if you're consistently doing it, then that's what creates the pattern. And you can go back and go, nah, there's a pattern here that we don't like. Even though you're cool now because you know but there's a history, 10 years now.
That's why when you get a deal with ABC or Disney, they go back before you even sign it, and you have to delete all kinds of tweets and posts and all kinds of stuff, and then you can sign it. They have someone who goes back into all your stuff to look it up first.
Start applying.
My whole career would be deleted.
I'm like, I ain't got nothing left then. You'll take all my old stuff.
Well, what do you want me for?
Why am I here?
We're getting his thieves.
Wiped everything just to you just want me to sing the Little Mermaid? Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Do your role.
No, that's exactly it.
All right. So, right. We started the show with serious information and we went into avocado, which was serious for a little while.
It was.
Then it became kind of funny. Now we're like, oh crap. Now it's serious again because, again, we're at the brink of potential war many types.
I think, you're right. You're right.
And so what do you guys think about that? I'm curious. I mean, did you guys listen to the deal today? I was listening to it before I came over here. I was like, oh.
You mean like the Russia deal? Like,
yeah, the Russia, Ukraine, U.S., and the NATO and all that other good stuff.
I mean, I get it, but I'm not like realistically affected. Like I'm over in my apartment, like watching Netflix.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not really into politics of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I understand how it affects the world in a sense.
Yeah.
But I was more concerned that Kanye said he wanted to go to Russia. Oh. As opposed to...
Why would he want to go to Russia?
What dual residency or something?
Are you serious? That dude has lost his mind.
Listen, y'all need to watch his documentary. But anyway,
it's on my list. I'm gonna watch it. Yeah, I want to see it.
It's good time.
After he kicked off what's her face from the stadium or from the when she was getting her award, I was like, I'm not gonna be.
Look, you're a part of canceled. You canceled Kanye. You canceled Kanye on.
You talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, whenever
that was like 10 years ago.
Right.
From then, it's not like I. First of all, it's not like I want to follow people, right? It's not like I want to follow them, right? So then after that, I was like, I'm okay.
But it's more like a car wreck, right? Yeah, watching that, it's like it's entertaining because it's such a just hot mess.
It is. But then it kind of tells character and to some degree to be...
Is there lessons to be learned from this documentary or is it just all car wreck?
What, yeah. From Kanye?
From the Kanye one, yeah.
I mean, this was someone who chronicled his career from day one.
Sure.
Oh.
Like, this is like a documentary of... Beginning Kanye, like when he not just from car wreck.
Oh.
Like there's a guy, he's actually a comedian out of Chicago who quit doing stand up comedy to follow Kanye because he believed in him. And then all these years later, and now they have this documentary that they're putting out. So it's a cool doc.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
You know, when somebody has a very high artistic imagination, right? And I would say, even though I didn't like that situation, I was still dancing the songs, you know. Still dancing the songs. Good.
Boy, music. It has good beats.
It has good beats, right? And so I think everybody does that.
Sure.
And but with regards to like giving it my attention and giving it my care, I've got bigger things to worry about than Kanye, right? Like
Kanye. I like how you said it.
Kanye, whatever. Kanye. Dude is Russian now. He's
put the accent at the end. Kanye. I love it.
All I'm saying is, the news today was about some potential situations that are going to affect everybody. Like in my perspective.
So that's a valid. Can you like get deeper into that? How that's a great thing. How are average Americans who are just chilling watching Netflix going to be affected by this war?
Right.
What do you think?
What I would say is I wouldn't open any emails that look like from Russia. Okay.
Copy
In a sense of like you're watching Netflix and we don't know the extent of what this is going to how. Deep, this character named Mr. Putin, I in my mind, I think
Putin. Mr. Putin. Who? Can you say his name again? I didn't know.
In my mind, is Putin.
Putin.
He's causing problems. He's defending
me. Wait, does that mean anything?
Yes.
What does it mean?
There's the word Puto in there.
Right, okay. But when you say it, like y'all are saying it, like.
It's a pun. It's like Putin with a Puto in it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, Putin is like diminutive, like, yeah. A little Putin. He's a big Putin.
Yeah.
And this guy offs like all his competition.
Right.
And so right now we are his competition. Right. In my perception. Like we're in this. You kept saying U.S. like the avocados, right? I wouldn't doubt it. They freaking already called the Mexican cartels. Like, hey, they let you guys back in with that avocado, huh?
He's got the hook up.
You don't think so, huh?
Interesting.
You don't think so, huh? You're watching Netflix. Watch how it starts turning into little characters. It's like,
my subscription just went up $3. Like I'm upset about that. My crime went up.
That's him doing it. That's him doing it. That's him. Right.
I blame them. But you know what? This is like the circle of life because you know who started it. You know who picked the scab was
Kanye?
Orange Man.
Avocado. Orange Man. Right.
That dude was in an application and he started this mess. I was like, Kanye's in the team?
That's the problem.
Go get Ukraine.
Let's just get him out of here. Kanye be good, man.
Hey, he did run for president.
That's
okay.
True.
He did run for president.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he's just like, I got the next president coming. No. We got Ukraine.
We got it.
We should have went to Kanye.
Oh, yes. That's what's happening. Crap. Oh man, can you imagine if Kanye, I don't know how many Kanye's, how many votes he would have been able to pull. But he's trying to pull.
You'd be surprised.
You know what? He pulled all of Southside Chicago.
That's a good amount.
Well, you know what? Okay, so this is my lie. Majority of them, at least, the ones that could actually vote. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to say really right.
So this was my logic. Like, you know what? He should have stayed on Kim's side. Are married to the most influential woman, whether what her influence is.
Yeah. Right.
But this is the most popular woman in the world.
Right.
And she felt like she couldn't endorse him.
Right.
But if she would have endorsed him, like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, I think it would have had an impact, dead ass. Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Like, because she's trying to get into criminal justice and stuff like that. So
she passed the bar, I believe.
No, I don't think she took it yet.
I thought she passed it.
I think she's still playing lawyer. I don't know. She's toying with the idea, maybe, but not 100%. But don't quote me on that.
She's trying to be like her daddy. In case y'all don't know who are young out there, there's a person named O.J. Simpson. Yeah. Google it, and that's the reason why Kim Kardashian has money. Continue.
Yeah, her father was very famous, like very rich. But yeah, you know, so.
He was the attorney that represented O.J. Simpson?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So maybe, I mean, did nobody mention that?
Yeah, the NFL attorney. Money all got switched into Kardashian money.
Have you got, by the way, whenever you mentioned the whole situation with Kim, is that why they separated? Because she didn't endorse him?
No, they were already having problems. Yeah, right. But what I'm saying is, if he was able to, maybe control the situation and be like, yo, this is good for both of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, people love each other until they have kids. When kids are intertwined, nobody cares about each other.
Isn't that crazy how
that happens? Yeah. So it's like, you know, they have kids together. So now they're not, there's like a power struggle or whatever. But I just think that if she would have stood by her man, you know, hell, what George W. Bush wife stood through his fuckery of an election. So
true.
Like, if Kim would have stood by him, it would have also influenced more people to get on the voting ramp, because she does have a young audience.
She does.
She has four sisters.
But to be realistic, thank goodness that somewhere
we had Trump as president, sir. Anybody could be president.
That's true. And I'm not saying
an avocado can be president.
I'm right. Down for that. Avocado 2024.
The question is that who we want? Like at the top of us leading.
We won't know until we get there. There's a lot of things you don't know walking into. Yes, you know what? That's the problem. Like a lot of times.
We got a bunch of crap. But then, you know what?
A lot of people still want the same old school big wigs. But you know, this new generation is more like vocal about their things.
Sure.
You know, so I think
right.
So you know, like
the communication.
Sure.
When they started incorporating like the celebrities back in the day, you know, with Puffy with the vote or die and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I just feel like if they would have. Now, I'm not saying I don't know if Kanye could be president. you really don't know.
No,
somebody could come
in
here.
Listen, if you've ever seen the movie,
it was called Head of State by Chris Rock.
Okay, yeah.
Where they took a alderman and turned him into a presidential candidate. Yeah. I believe the government can do that to whoever they want to, hence George W. Bush, hence, you know, whatever. Kanye's not ideal, and we're not an ideal nation no more.
George W. Bush had two people that groomed the situation for it to happen the way that they did. You know, George W. Bush had
Kanye had Obama.
Yeah, but these guys were professional freaking politicians from the scratch.
And is that a good thing, son? Because last time I checked, politicians were assholes and crooks.
Trump run on. That's part of what he was using as his like.
So we allow that fuckery, but we won't allow Kanye fuckery. I'm not standing for it.
What are you saying?
Avocado 2024. I'm making a t-shirt.
Okay. Hold on, Mike is center. I know. We lost it. We're talking about the war, Ukraine, right?
Avocado.
How's it gonna affect you?
How's it gonna affect us?
Your wallet is gonna hit everybody's wallet.
It's happening now with the gas prices.
My whole life, son.
Now keep this in mind.
Natural gas is gonna go up.
So the main word that I heard were sanctions.
Oh, right. What a joke, dude.
Right.
What a joke.
Well, I wouldn't call it a joke.
I think it is, man. Because he's about to invade. He's about to blow people's doors up and explode. Yeah. And Biden's like, and we sanctioned him. He's going to, and we'll check on it in a month.
Well, the thing,
they're attacking tonight.
How
are you going to check on it in a month?
I never do impressions.
That was a terrible impression of Biden.
I never do. And I think have an impression of Biden for the last. Yes. And my very first impression of a president.
Can we zoom in to his face for this impression?
My very first impression of Biden. Are you guys ready?
I believe so. Here we go.
Is Biden in the center room where the information room is, right?
You need a prompt? You need to ask you a question, Mr. President?
No.
Okay.
Looking at the screen. Oh. Avocado. Get that out of my face! Get that avocado! Memo out of my face and fix it! Fix it right now.
He came on the teleprompter.
Man.
Avocado.
I was not expecting that.
We're playing for keeps. How much sanctions? Get on the sanctions. This is my impression of Biden last week.
Great
when
job.
The avocado memo came to him.
Round of applause, folks.
He
when the avocado came in. Situation. And now the avocado system is gone.
Make sure you tip your bartender. We'll be here all night.
Ukraine situation.
Well, it kind of sounded like Biden if he was on an episode of Snowfall.
I haven't seen the show and I have to watch it. Now you got to see the first one. Snowfall.
I got so many things I got to watch. But had he been like that, if Biden was like that, So we got gas prices, natural gas prices, food prices.
That's the only way it's gonna affect us. Essential water cannot increase. I cannot.
Shout out to essential water.
I'm sorry. I'm already paying $25 for
I start looking for filtration mechanisms. I was looking for filtration mechanisms.
Good lord.
Filtration mechanisms so your water can be clean, make sure. Because society
just needed to be alkaline friendly.
That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother topic. I think we'll save that one for a whole podcast. Water. That's a special one.
Okay. Yeah. So we got Netflix going up in price. Thanks, Putong.
Putong.
So minimize your apps, right? If you start seeing like Russian movies, cancel that one. Say no. Sanction.
So don't click on Russian stuff.
I'm just saying, if we're gonna sanction, we gotta sanction altogether.
Do we have to cancel Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, he's Austrian. He's Austrian.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's down the street.
It's like black and Jamaican.
It's like South Park. Like it's the sunny side. It's just okay. Like yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's Russian? We have to cancel
vodka.
Russian models.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
That's about it.
We know they did not vote for Kanye.
Russian on the prize. No Russian on the prize.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Great. So that's all Russian provides?
Sanctions.
Vodka and
Trump's ex-wife, like one of his wives was Russian?
Right. So that's... Wow, shout out to Russia. I didn't know that all they provide that to us. That's interesting.
There you go. Now we're all.
What about the Russian on Rocky?
Bring an advantage.
Oh, the Russian on Rocky. I know he's American.
Is she Russian? Or she just looks
Bridget
like
Nielsen might be Russian.
She's Argentinian.
Is she?
She's whatever Arnold Schwarzenegger is.
Oh, I don't know. Well, Arnold's Austrian.
Austrian.
And he speaks German.
Okay.
Gotcha. So the wars. Oh, crap. No, I noticed a pattern, by the way. As I'm looking like the rich, I'm like, crap, I gotta back to educate myself. We're gonna be live. Bring an advantage.
Live.
So there's a little pattern with Russia. Apparently, every world war they've been involved in.
Interesting.
World War I was a dispute between some kind of territories, very similar to now, and they're actually applying very same techniques. Very same communication techniques. Very same communication techniques, which are propagandas, right? The same thing that they do.
Propaganda.
With us. The same thing that the marketing companies do with us.
Of their people or of the
subscribe.
Of the same thing that subscribe. Wait, propaganda of their own people or propaganda of the people that they're invading?
The U.S. is evil. We're all evil, right? Ukraine is invading us. Things of that nature, and that's the same playbook.
Oh, I heard like in World War One, they would fly over and drop papers and be like, these people are evil.
Now they're doing it through social media. And they're doing it right.
But they're using the same technique.
I mean, it's the same technique, just differently. I mean, you know, it's what you have to do in order to be able to rationalize it. Keeping in mind, we may be on the same boat with regards to, it's not Putin, we're the evil ones. And he's like, I'll pay $1,000 for my Netflix, guys. Why are you paying only 10? Maybe he's mad.
I find it fascinating that folks today still, you know how we talked about like the evolution of comedy, how falling down isn't funny anymore, right?
Okay.
I feel like, why are people still believing propaganda? Like,
because it's so,
you know what I mean? Like, to this day, when I see a commercial and it's like, buy, I'm like, I ain't buying that. Like, as soon as I know they're trying to pitch me something, I'm out.
Right. Okay. That's exactly what it is. It's because it's the going around it when it's not so direct, right?
Wow.
And so what happens? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that was the science to me behind my website name, Nitra.
What's that?
Like, the repetitiveness of it is like
so
catchy.
It's still
You're doing it too? You're doing it too?
Right. I mean, you know, and so I also bought Nitra with the I because depending on who you are, you'll spell Nitra. So either way you spell it, you're going to get to
me. I-E-N-E-I?
I just did.
I-E?
Most people do with an I. They spell N-I-T-R-A. But it's N-E-T-R-A.
Yeah, I know that.
Right. And then I had Miss already, so they're all together. Yeah. And whatever you type in, that's what I'm saying. Like the repetitive, just think of, even like with music.
Yes,
you only those like a song, right? Because so that's what that's a sales pitch. That's beautiful. Something that's right. You know,
we all do it,
love it.
But he
even those TikTok songs.
I don't want to say he.
But have you noticed those TikTok songs? Like it's almost like there's not hardly any rapping. It's just the hook.
Yeah.
And they repeat the hook over and over and over again.
That's what I'm saying. And if these YT people knew what the extent of the song that they up there thinking they're doing dances to, you know, they don't know the next verse says throat baby.
Right.
You know, they don't know. They just know this one little part. You know, they'll be appalled if they heard the whole song.
This is true.
But you know, it's all about selling.
Yes. Yeah. And so So right now it's being sold. And right now today I was sold. The speech that I gave was a little bit of propaganda with regards to why we are on the, I guess, right side of this. Or if this situation doesn't happen this way, we're not going to like it later. You know what I'm saying? And that situation is happening over there.
What do you mean like it later as far as what we're dealing with now or future conflicts?
Right, correct. If we don't put a stop to this situation with regards to Ukraine, because there's an aggression where they're trying to redraw the borders because the country has like a strategic advantage. If we don't stop that now, it's going to make things worse. Because, like...
Here in the United States.
Yeah, of course. Everywhere. Even though this conflict is over there, it's actually a strategic location where it has value for the entire...
You're talking like chess versus checkers.
You hit it on the head. Right.
Yeah.
Right. The check is it's a more complicated chessboard, but essentially it's like, I got Crimea, which he got 4 years ago, which is a port in the Black Sea. Now he's like, oh, I'm gonna get another piece without firing. That was the comment. I'm gonna take over this little peninsula, which is gonna give me all this access, and I'm gonna fire a shot. Obama was president. Obama's gonna go to war against Putin. No.
Mm.
So now he's testing the other side because NATO knew the memorandum came out that they were gonna support so that Ukraine joins NATO, and bam, right away. NATO means protective situation. And then the argument is, well, Putin, like, I'm not going to go to Mexico and put missiles over there. You guys are going to come to Ukraine. And it's like, well, yeah, no, chess game. We're on the white side. We're on the white. It's not really a white black situation. We're all mixed in this situation. Yes.
Well, I'm excited for the outcome. No, seriously, because
because
I feel like this is gonna be a great learning experience for everybody, for the whole world.
It's one where because
we have so much technology now, and we communicate so efficiently now. To have
we need to be
a war,
we need to be informed. That's what we need to be is informed. Now that we're aware, how they can get us?
Who is the informant? Because if we allow the media to inform us,
we check our sources. You check your sources, so I'm not in a bubble, right? I'm in a bubble.
We know that some of these media outlets
are
checked sources are bogus and definitely swayed.
Specifically,
you know?
With the Russians, they were the ones trying to adjust the election with all those fake Facebook pages back
all
in the
day. So all the cyber attacks.
That's what they're good at is cyber stuff.
There's going to be more of that. So we just have to be understanding that this is a situation that is potentially upon us. It may not happen. They may come back in 2 weeks. Oh. The avocados are back, or whatever situation. Ukrainians come.
So you're saying it's the better safe than sorry situation.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying is we need to be informed.
Yeah.
And how do we check our sources from various sides, right? That's one of the reasons why I really wanted to have that international correspondent into the show, because that way we get the information from what the media gives in other countries, right? So we get other countries, we get you with your, and when you can do a VPN clean, where your history is clean, but then you start from scratch and you search, right? So we check our sources, we balance it out, and then you tell me, you correct me. Hey, and if you listeners are listening to us and it's the wrong information, or we're unbalanced some way, share it.
Yes.
Right. And please
in a nice way.
For the sake of avocados.
That's a good idea.
For real. At 1,000 subscribers, everybody's subscriber gets an avocado.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
We just said supply and demand, and I know I've seen organic avocados.
I have to put a time limit on that.
You going to drive to Mexico and get your own avocados?
Three months. Yeah. If we do it in 3 months, everybody gets an avocado.
I'm down with it.
You'll be shaking down farmers market.
You go to HEB and load up on the 77
you
know, you're
gonna
have
ones. You're gonna have to give them all the avocados.
Oh! Shout out to JR.
All the avocados. They're a little different. Kind of like Ross and like Macy's.
Oh, goodness. That's a big difference, though.
Well, no. I mean, Ross, the clothes that are sold in Ross were sold in Macy's at one point. Yeah, either they didn't sell or they were a little irregular.
Got it.
Right.
So I like Ross. I like going to Ross.
Me too.
I
can be a bad bitch for less than $15.
That should be their slogan.
Right.
From now on, Ross, Ross, did you hear that, Ross? That is your new slogan. I guarantee you every woman in America will come to your stores when they hear that and hire this woman right here to be your spokesperson.
Is Ross still open? Is that store still open?
Yeah, actually.
Absolutely. I live in there at least 4 times a week.
Oh, okay.
I had to go get a bathing suit the other day. Right. It comes in handy. It really does.
There's one up on 610 and 59, right? Isn't there?
There's everything up 610
and 59. There's a Ross everywhere, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Next to a Five Below, you live your best life. You go in there and get you a shirt for the club and the charger at Five Below.
Living my best
life.
You're out of there.
Yes.
I need to pick up a little snack in the ride.
Yes.
I ain't going back.
You go inside of there and get the candy for your munchies after.
I like it.
Shoot.
Okay. Well, that was intense, guys.
I love it.
Intense, guys. A little warm over there. All right, cool. So we talked about this potential situation that we that's one of the other things. Is everybody getting dragged into it, right? Getting emotional over like, oh yeah, let's do it. Let's protect it. Well, hold on. Like, our country just pulled out of Afghanistan, I believe, right? So it's like fresh little situations. Our economy is kind of, we've changed the interest rate it's starting to increase a little bit for home purchases and things of that nature.
Right.
So like
cars.
War costs money, you know? So, right. You know, sanctions and just cancel whatever Russian situation, try to minimize that. Just saying, this is the first step that I heard to you today.
No, but it's fascinating how it was affected a couple of days ago, just the anticipation of this happening, how the market was just all over the place because of anticipation of it.
My thought is, oh man, it's a crypto situation, right?
People crypto.
Yes, because it becomes, right? It's like, oh, sanctions, but they, correct? You can't really sanction those environments. You know what I'm saying? So that environment
also
becomes...
timing, too. Because they're trying to start a war right before the summer. No. So that way they can blame it on other stuff, you know, yes, like the 4 for 4 is going to be $6 this summer, guys. Yes. So
no,
but we didn't go to war. No. Oh, you want the war?
Gas is going to be expensive this summer.
The gas, whatever, but don't mess with my 4 for 4, man. Come on now.
What else is in the topic lineup? Okay, so we talked about that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about local stuff.
Yeah.
Current events, right? Oh, what's that?
Well, I was just going to say, we were talking about Houston Entertainment. You know, Bun B's going to be at the Houston Rodeo this year. Rapper Bun B from UGK. Underground Kings. Okay. He's going to be what... as black people like to call Be On Black Night.
Oh, okay.
You know how they have Latino Night. They don't like to call our night Black Night.
Ours used to be called Tejano Night, and they changed it to Latino Night because there's no more Tejano music after Selena died. Yeah.
Man. I heard they were going to book the Migos for Tejano Night.
What? Are you serious?
No.
Oh, that would have been badass. Because it is, you know, Migos. It's kind of Spanish. Right. It's kind of.
Right. Book Four Locos. That sounds like a Spanish group, too.
No, it is.
But yeah, so he's going to be there, so I'm excited about
that. When is that?
March 11th.
March 11th. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Because, you know, like, wherever the rodeo is now. That's where the rodeo is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited about this.
Okay.
You don't understand.
Okay. Thank you. What are the artists?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just all about the cook-off.
Oh, the cook-off.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm excited about the cook-off.
Oh, it's tonight.
Tonight is the first night.
It's 2 weeks, right?
No, this weekend. This is it.
Just 1 weekend?
I'm going to Mardi Gras this weekend.
It's the first time since COVID hit that they're going to be...
So they haven't done it in 2 years because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, man,
so this is the first time in 2 years. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
But you know how they do like the taste thing? Can they do that now with COVID?
So they're going to have to do it in a special way, I'm guessing. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but I'm guessing if they do it the wise way, which is how... restaurants started opening up in California, which is they just made everybody wear gloves as they were touching stuff. Mm-hmm. So they can be careful with it, but I don't know how they're going to do it. But I'm sure, I mean, they're going to do it. And then again, this is Houston, so they really don't care about the mandates
don't care
too
about
much.
COVID no more.
Exactly. It doesn't happen in Texas. So, it's still going to be, even though.
We got a 2-cough minimum, at least when you're in my presence.
You do that, we have to report you.
Yes.
We're live. You report what? I'm live.
You just say, I'm going to report you to my people, and that's going to be a fine.
Oh, yes.
I'll try to keep it down.
So it's just going to be a little cold and raining at the rodeo tonight.
It's worth it if you have tickets or coupon or tickets to go to somebody's tent.
Exactly. Now, I feel like every memory I've ever had at the rodeo cook-off has been raining and cold.
Let's talk about this rodeo situation, which is you buy tickets, and people sometimes get the tickets, and they're like, oh, the cook-off.
Right.
And you get to the cook-off, and you're like, yeah. Oh. I don't have a ticket to go into one of those.
You think
parties.
You have a ticket, and then you get there, and you're like, you may stay outside
and watch us party
among all the peasants enjoy your peasantry.
That's just to get you in the facility, right. But you got to still get into
a tent.
Correct. Now, they do have like a general tent. I don't know if you've ever been to
that's
the general tent.
That's where all the white people chili is with no food.
No, that's where all the brown folks who didn't get a tent ticket hang out.
That's where all the ignorant folks, like I've been,
yes,
in cold rain days.
And everybody's looking jazzy in their cowboy outfit.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm gonna taste some.
So yeah, the big general tent on the ticket, it's like we got live music and free food, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. Then you get there and it's this ginormous tent and this like peasant line of people, and they give you a slop.
And then you are in the line.
Yeah, it's just like a slop of barbecue that they give you and a pickle, and they're like, here you go, get out of here.
Pickle.
And they're like, go ahead, have fun. And then you walk outside, and they're like, there's live music. Where's it at? Oh, there's a stage right over there, and you go over there, nothing but drunk cowboys just making stuff up.
Beer is the drink of choice at the rodeo.
Yes.
So much beer is consumed.
It is flowing through the streets of Houston right now.
Like it is, and there's nothing crazier than certain people. On beer.
Who are those people you're talking about, Nitra?
Them people.
Oh, them.
You know, them people.
They're not watching this podcast. It's okay.
Who knows how far this thing will go?
In that case, subscribe.
subscribe. Please, some gentle remarks, please. Gentle.
Are you those people that like avocado?
Unless you like avocado. Yes. Beer and avocados, come on. That's all delicious.
I think y'all should start an avocado festival.
I want to start a farm.
That's right. That would be actually the more strategic thought with regards to like avocado situation. Oh, it's one war. No.
Avocados and mangoes is all I need in my life.
Oh, that's it. Huh?
That's it. That's all I need to survive.
No woman.
I mean, that's what I meant by mangoes. Boom. Thank you very much for being here on that.
If you ever cut open a mango.
Oh, no, it looks nice.
Okay. So the rodeo. Okay. We have one artist that we know about. I thought somebody else was coming that was like popular.
There's a lot of country artists that are really popular that are coming, but
I don't know
country.
About Black Knight.
Yeah, I don't know about Latino Knight.
What else do we have? We have negotiated oil prices.
Do you have any stories? Do you have any crazy stories from the rodeo? Can you give us one?
Let me think about the one.
If y'all don't know, Robert Reto here used to party back in the day.
What?
We have some funny stories. One of my best jokes that I've ever done in my comedic life was something that he said. And it's just so gold. Can I tell that story?
You may. You got it.
So we're camping in LaGrange in Austin with the Float the River thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're the loudest, drunkest Mexicans by miles, Latinos.
So when you give us the explanation,
did you do the sound?
Hey, it's camping.
Yes,
outdoors.
Absolutely. The Mexican
hours.
Grito.
Camping is 24
constantly.
Hours.
Constantly.
What is it?
Camping
called?
Is 24
Grito.
Hours.
Grito.
Grito. Okay. So we're all screaming and yelling and we're loud, and so of course the non-brown folks call the cops on us, right? So a cop shows up and he's telling us to keep it down, and we're like, yeah, absolutely, no problem, you know, yes, sir, officer. And as he's walking away,
we're saying it just like that.
Of course, officer.
No absolutely. Problem. We're all eloquent at this moment, right?
Sure.
And at that, right when the cop turns around, this guy goes, este puto pendejo no sabe. He just starts cursing in Spanish about the cop. And the cop turns and goes, I know what a puto is.
A puto.
Oh, man.
But does he know what a putón is?
Puton! Yeah. Exactly. Any rodeo, fun rodeo stories like that?
The one of the ones that I remember was the one that I just shared, which is essentially going into the rodeo in a cold, rainy day. And it was about an hour's worth of walking, actually, before my mind realized, oh, none of these things are going to let me in because I don't have a ticket to none of them. And then I'm with a friend of mine, my cousin, actually. I was with my cousin.
So two guys?
Yeah.
No way you're getting in a tent.
Dang.
Two guys?
Wait, were you dressed in...
I was wearing just normal stuff, something like this, pants and jeans.
If you'd have had the jeans and the boots and
I learned.
You would have blended more.
The premium advantage wasn't available to me then. I was ignorant to that fact. Now I have learned. I'm a dedicated person, and I will go.
Okay.
Just by myself, in boots and a cowboy, and walk around in a cold night, and hopefully somebody will let me in now.
One of my favorite stories, I was with JR and Madi and all of those fun folks.
That sounds like tricky.
And I think you were there actually this night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. This was back in the day.
So
we go into a tent and we get there. We somehow got everybody in at this very last minute. And of course, they're closing. So they're like, everybody got to get out now.
So we're all just like, oh man.
So I had this sweater with like hella pockets.
So
everybody just starts filling my pockets with beers. So I'm just like, and it's so heavy with beers, just like falling.
You're
right?
out, don't you?
Yeah, they're like, yeah. So, and I don't even know what's happening because I'm drunk. And they're just like filling my jacket with beers and my hoodie with beers, like everything. So I'm like, I can't get out of here with all these beers. And so the whole group just surrounds me.
Oh,
and
wow,
we just walk out together as a group. Awesome. Yeah, and we all kept partying and kept. I don't remember the rest of that story.
Right. I'm sure nobody ended up in the car. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet every beer got drank.
Absolutely.
No beer left behind.
I don't even think I had one for me. I was trying to remember.
Now, I see you mean them people.
Them.
Them dream beer.
You know, the
people.
Avocado people. Them people.
Avocado people. Now they are.
Avocado people. I like it. That's fun. What about yourself? Or member. Well, that's how to be fun. Or...
of the rodeo, I never did the rodeo. I always did the never did the cook-offs. We just always did the carnivals.
Yes, carnivals are great. Yes, yeah. Actually, I love the carnival.
I have more stories about the carnival and the rodeo itself, not about the cook-off.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah, I remember doing the rodeo where they do the lassos and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's
I never did that.
I never did that either.
Right. My mama didn't play that. Yeah. We're going to get so many tickets at the carnival. Mm-hmm. Don't use them all up in the first 15 minutes because once they gone, they gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we would literally pay to go and be there for 30 minutes. Because my mom was like, nope.
So how good are you at those carnival games? Can you win stuffed animals?
I remember when my nieces were small and I was trying to win my niece a big bear just shooting a basketball. And I was convinced.
The big one? Or the little one?
No, the big one. The big one. I was just convinced that the ball was like on some Tom Brady shit.
Right.
Yeah. It was not even touching the rim.
Right.
It didn't even make it to the goal. Right. I'm like, but I'm pushing with all my might.
Right.
But yeah, I wasn't good at the basketball one.
What about the other ones?
But like the one where you shoot the water in the hole with the gun, you can't tell me I ain't sell drugs when I'm shooting like that.
You're good at shooting it in the hole. Got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about you? You got some
tips? I'm actually really good at those carnival games.
Really? All of them or some in particular?
Almost all of them.
You look like you used to try to win stuff for girls.
That's
in high
exactly
school.
What I used to do.
You gotta get good at that.
Oh,
and it would always work.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Hey, you want that one right there? No, I want that one. Okay. Bam! Got it. Here you go. Like instant every time. So I've gotten really good at those games. Here's the thing about the basketball shot. People don't know that it's actually, if you can see this, it's actually not an oval like a normal hoop. It's kind of bent in this way, mm-hmm. right? So the other thing is it's also 11 feet high. Mm-hmm. So we're programmed to be shooting 10 feet for years and years of just how we shoot.
Mm.
Then also it's further than a normal shot. So they put it far, they make the circle smaller.
It's a half court shot.
Almost. And then here's the thing, like the way to win that is you have to shoot it high, because if you go at an angle anything less than perfectly straight down, it's angled so that it won't make it in no matter what you do.
That applies.
So you have
to
shoot exactly. You got to put it perfectly in.
Right angle.
So you shoot it super high and it comes down into it. And it's called also like the basket one where the basket is tilted and you have to make the ball stay in the basket.
Yeah.
Shout out the Q right here. I know the answer.
Yeah.
To this.
Oh yeah. What?
That one Q is my best one. I win every single time.
The one when you toss the ball
and you have to make it stay in the tub. So I went to Vegas recently and I went to Circus just to play, and they have a whole carnival section up there, and I was just bang, bang, bang. I started handing out stuffed animals to little kids to the point where little kids started crowding around me.
You didn't meet no single moms?
Boom, boom, boom. No, I did, actually, but that's a different story for the next time. So here's how you do it. So to win at that game, it's you have to create backspin. Mm-hmm. So you have to flip it back.
Gotcha.
Second thing, you have to make it land on the lip in the very front. So you make it land on that lip, and it is backspin. Spinning and it stays in the hole, and that's the key. Most people just
land
like
land on the lip,
little back spin, land on the lip, and get in the hole. But folks, there's you can Google this. There's every carnival game.
Google avocados and it'll give you a play-by-play.
Show me a picture of me.
I think you'll give me some.
If you Google avocado, it'll show you my little ponytail. But seriously, puny tail. You can learn how to win every carnival game on YouTube, Google, but every one of them has a trick.
Gotcha.
But it's fun to win those stuffed animals for your kids and, you know, make those tickets last, like your mama said.
Let me see what else we got here. Okay, so we have rodeo stories. We got a bunch. What else we got? Relationship.
I'm a guru, actually. A relationship guru. I took like one life coach class.
Okay.
And it really spoke volumes to me. And I've been working on this. And my thing is, I'm high. I forgot it.
Relationships. Oh, wow. You're the guru, and it's relationships.
I know. Remember, I told you I took one class.
So you're certified. You're legit now. But
no,
you're class.
No. Wow. I spent. Right. I did the free class.
How many classes do you need to be a coach or?
I don't know.
I was.
I didn't want to pay the $435 to be in it, but that free class.
That's all you needed.
Gave me. Right. Mm-hmm. It gave me my vision.
Gotcha.
Well, the point we're trying to get to with relationships is right now, this is the tumultuous time of year.
Yes.
This is the beginning of the year where people, a lot of relationships are going through tough times because mm-hmm. Valentine's just happened. We're projecting for the rest of the year. You know, what are we going to do for vacations? What are we going to, how are our finances going to be? Are we going to have kids this year? Like the beginning, February is usually when people kind of go through these tumultuous, and it's also in business because it's the beginning of the new year
like
business.
Quarters.
Yeah, the new quarter. Right. So there's a lot of, turmoil, and especially with the war and the inflation and the stock market that are making
and the avocados.
And the avocados. They're making people kind of bunt heads a lot lately.
Yeah. Mm. So it's a matter of relieving stress. To some degree, right? So it kind of ties it all together with regards to like how frustrated you get whenever things are not happening the way that you thought, because things are going to start shifting a little quicker than you thought, and things may shift and you have to be able to pivot. And
isn't it common for relationships, or not common, I'd say, but a bad situation when that happens and then the people lash out on their loved ones?
I mean,
right, you're frustrated at work and you lash out on the people that you love.
True.
Right,
there's situation, obviously, right? Everybody does it. You don't know how you're going to react, especially in unforeseen circumstances, right? So then you don't know, where is your boiling point? You know, oh, where am I going to snap? Just be understanding that this is a situation that we're all in. We're all in this.
Business, right? Love, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Sure. We all have a wallet. We all have the situation that we have, of the media that we're listening to. We all got phones. Who don't got a phone? You ain't got a phone, you ain't watching this show.
Right. Subscribe.
All I'm saying is we all have the similar way to communicate, to have an ability to relieve the pressure, right? Communicate with other folks. If there's something that you want to get out, or communicate, subscribe down below, read the descriptions, you're going to get an opportunity to do that if this is something that you're interested in doing.
Yes.
Right? It's an opportunity for folks to be able to do that, okay?
You know, when it comes to relationship, this week was like a prime thing because we had the date 2/22/22,
okay,
which is 2/22, it's like, you know, like manifestation.
Yes,
there was
right.
like a
there's a lot of weddings on that day.
Yeah,
a lot of weddings.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes. That is an interesting coincidence. Like that.
It was crazy because I put that in my phone two
Weird.
Years
What's
ago.
That? To get married on 2/22?
On 2/22 at 2 p.m. And it made me. I cried. I was
at
like,
that time,
damn.
At 2 p.m.
On the dot.
159.
It reminded me that I was still single. I was like, ah. But when I made it,
201. Good.
219. I was like, it's coming. But yeah, you know, like, they were saying it was a good time to, if that's what you want. You know, like, I know myself. I want to get married one day, so I need to be focused on that because, you know, I was a wildflower, so that wasn't my thing back in the day. So now I got to reshift my focus.
Yeah, you got to pivot. Yeah, yes, correct. Okay, well, that's intriguing. What do single people do these days with regards to, there's so many apps, there's so much stuff.
Oh,
I mean, you can go out, right? I mean, you're like, oh my God, so much.
I just watched The Tinder Swindler.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I started it.
Yeah.
And I was appalled at how some people can really be like manipulated. Like they're that gullible in the mind. You know those people.
Sure.
I mean,
David Koresh people.
Right.
Everybody is susceptible.
Right.
Everybody's accepted.
True.
Everybody's
but
accepted.
I mean, once you watch it, you're going to be like, this is some hella avocado shit.
Yeah. Because the focus is on just those particular instances. But I'm assuming the message for that situation, it was repetitive and it was encompassing. So this person was very elaborate with regards to their.
He was. He'd show you glam and then you believe
scheme.
It. You believe it. And then he's coming to you for money. Yeah. So he's just flipping women.
It's like a pyramid scheme. It's just like, yo, I got a yacht and I got all these things. Mm-hmm. I just need a little bit here to make sure these things and you can be part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was cool. Like, it made me delete all my dating apps.
Really?
Oh, really?
I deleted all that. I mean, I would never be swindled for money. I mean, you can't lose nothing you ain't got, first of all.
Sure.
But second of all, but there are a lot of impersonators online.
Sure. Yeah,
and you
right.
can be whoever
yeah,
you want to be.
That's right, that's right.
And I also don't like the fact that when I'm online, doing online dating, I feel like I'm shopping on Instacart. Like, I am scrolling and scrolling.
Oh, yeah,
and like, who? That's actually what my... my bio said on Hinge. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm on Instacart. Like, will you make it into my basket?
And then when you start talking, it's like it's a job interview.
Right.
It feels like it's like 20 questions about, and every time.
Yeah, especially when you're in 40s, because it's, do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? It's like, listen, don't start the conversation with this, right, sir. You're 52. You're not going to have a kid.
Right.
Not for me.
Yeah, right.
Why? If you haven't done it in 52 years, you're not going to do it.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, you know, the online dating thing, it's just so impersonal now. I literally just had this conversation with my girlfriends, and people are so desensitized with phones and social media and stuff. Nobody knows how to have a conversation anymore.
It's hard.
You ever call somebody and the first thing they say to you is, what you doing? They will text you that exact same thing, WYD.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like nobody, back in the day when you called somebody, you had to say, hello, may I speak to? You had to have a conversation in order to get to wherever you were going.
Yeah.
Not now. It's instant gratification. Like, you meet online, let's meet for drinks at 6:30 at an open place and let's party. Like, and it's not the same.
In public too, right? It's got to be in public.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
I'm gonna run the rest of you guys. Keep going.
I should probably be dead. I have so many stories. Going to strangers. Oh my God.
You know what? You make an interesting point. I remember one time I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and the conversation was about, brave men. Oh, men have to be, you know, kind of brave to go up to women and like offer them a drink, right? Like, because you could get rejected, or go say hello to a lady and be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And then you have to be willing to be rejected, have the bravery to do that. And I'm thinking like,
part of being a man.
I'm just saying this was something that I received, right? And then my perception when I heard it, I thought, yeah, I mean, that's kind of true. I mean, that's true. Yeah, there's some aspects of that. We'll do it too, but I get it. But then again, who has to be braver at that point, which is the woman accepting a stranger's proposal that there's no background for. And then from that part that you just said, it was triggering my memory. I could have been there. But so many times that I met so many people, and I thought, this is that conversation that I had with that sparked that thought of,
but within a society where
it's a risk on both sides, I guess. I'm risking a little, or a guy is risking a little bit of rejection. Women are risking, I guess, their lives.
Well, when you do online dating, you don't have to worry about that rejection because it's online.
So the risk minimizes.
Every man has potential online. You may not have potential in person, but every person has potential online.
Gotcha.
So
because you could create your profile, you can give a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you could be witty in 3 seconds. You could, whole thing, but a full, it'll all come out eventually. Yeah.
Eventually
meet
but
them.
But there are some people that are really good at dragging it out.
Like catfish people.
Who has the time? People that
they really,
spend a good amount of time to dragging it all out for a longer period of time. We moved into conversation into the apps.
I have some horror stories in dating apps.
What kind of stories?
I've been a horror.
I'm pretty sure horror stories.
I have a horror story and a horror story. I just want to find a nice girl. Right. And it's like, I got a message the other day, and I have proof. I have a witness to this. She might actually be in the room right now.
It's not me.
Yes, and it's not you. So I had a girl, and literally a couple messages in. Hello. Who are you? Nice to meet you. What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. The whole interview thing.
You should have a rare.
I have it already. Actually, I just copy
paste. No conversation. Because you don't have to.
Right. And the next thing from her was, you look like you have a good D. And I'm like, oh, thanks. She's like, yeah, I was wondering if I could come sit on your face.
Wow.
And I'm like,
that's
great.
Send you her cash.
She sent me pictures of her boobs.
Oh, what?
She sent me pictures of herself.
Give me one more, please. When I heard the conversation from the beginning, I felt like you were offended. Now it feels like,
I'm intrigued.
Oh, intrigued.
At this point, I'm like, well, what are you talking about? Right? What is this?
I did make the investment of being in the app, and
But I still just want to find a nice girl, right? So I'm just like, no.
Hold on one second.
It's confusing.
Where is the intrigue going? Yes, I believe that if I continue this, I could potentially find a nice girl at the end of this particular situation.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to find the nice girl in her.
But now that we're already filling up the
interview, I'm just going through all of these processes
to find her.
To find her and being intrigued by the by how forward these girls are these days, and how outgoingly, like, sit on your face. You look like you have a good D. I'm like,
well, that's what I was telling him, like, because he was talking about, like, rejection, like men potentially being rejected by a woman, like having to go up and physically talk to her. And I was saying, well, online, there's no rejection.
Right.
Because you don't ever have to message them. Right. And, you know,
so
there's no public humiliation or nothing like that. So you don't have to worry about that. So, you know, it's a total different
Different world.
So you have to.
You know what? That actually, that does shift my perception a little bit with regards to that, which is, there's a set of population that to some degree has now kind of desensitized themselves from being rejected. So they're not willing to put themselves effort in that situation, which is a little bit of a disadvantage, I would say. If you have a fear of being rejected because you're constantly putting yourself in a position where you don't risk being rejected, which you grow when you get rejected because you analyze, why did I get rejected?
I just think men need to realize when they're out their class and they wouldn't have to worry about rejection.
I would say that is a super statement.
There's another side of the coin of that too, which is persistence.
Because I
know for a fact, I know this for a fact.
I have a very good
friend of mine. She's gorgeous, super hot. And she told me this wonderful story about there was a guy that she worked with every day. He's disgusting. He probably had like one leg shorter than the other.
All
messed up.
Oh yeah,
Repetition, like we talked about, right? Every day he would say something, and every day she would say, "Leave me alone." Every day. She said, but until one day.
That's right.
Right? Caught her on that right mode, that right mood.
He
said something funny, and it went down. You know, and she's like, and then I realized, like, man, this guy can handle business. So she dated him for like a month or so. She ended up getting married, like, and having kids. But the point was, she's like, his persistence is what got me there that day. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So some guys, it actually, they'll try and not care if somebody's out of their league because of the thought.
Like the homeless men that are to me at the gas station.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Snake. What was his name?
There's a movie out there that reminds me of his thought process, which is 50 First Dates.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Drew Barrymore, so that now that I see it, man, he probably built that into the movie, which is don't be scared of getting rejected from the girl that you're trying to get. Because, like, right, the story wasn't really that. The story is that she lost
memory. It's about persistence.
Yes, right. How he was like, this one day I met her, but then I had to keep going and I had to prove my worth, so that it could sink in. And it actually didn't matter whether or not she was.
That was actually a really good movie.
It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great movie.
Definitely. That's
how my dates go. If I smoke weed with you, like,
get it all?
It's like a whole new day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember what we did
yesterday? That's exciting,
I know. If I could just remember their names, though. Like,
yeah. We should have them wear a name tag or something.
You know, I just call them, you know, Bay.
But
Bay.
There's some. Have you had any successful dates from dating apps, or at least someone that you're friends with?
I first moved to Chicago, I got on dating apps and I gained 25 pounds because I was going on dates with everybody. I did not discriminate. I was meal hustling. I was broke. Do you know how expensive it is in Chicago? Like, I literally would get on the app and be like,
hashtag meal hustling.
I'm starving. Let me see. Okay, he looks like he'll want to go get a scone and a coffee. I could use a coffee and a scone, maybe a cake pop. And I gained weight doing that meal hustling.
That's when
I found out gelato wasn't a Latina popular group. Like, I thought it was a pop group. He was like, "You want to go?"
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, it's ice cream. I was like, "Yo, I put on heels to go eat gelato."
Did you ever do more than one to get, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I used to work at Macy's in the Galleria, I was a bridal consultant, so I was already acting every day at work. Some days I was divorced, some days I was a newlywed, some days I was married for 20 years, you know? So I would be at work, like, if I had to work a double, I would have somebody, like, you know, come say hi to me if you're going to be in the mall. And they always would. I'd get off of work, somebody would take me home because I didn't have a car.
Wow.
And then I'd have a show and then meet somebody at a show. Meal hustling.
That is hustling.
Like, I was off the chain. I was off the chain. And I think I have bad karma. I've had, like, crazy, some of my crazy sex stories from my podcast, Confessions of a Garden Stool. Uh-huh. Like that one, you know, those come from stuff like that, like doing online dating and things like that. And a lot of my comedy, you know, so many people talk about it because it's so like normal now.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very relevant.
I hate it. I hate online dating.
It's
so sad.
It is.
So like it makes me feel desperate, but yet I did it because I was bored.
Well, then again, it's also the curiosity of this new technology that's coming along. It's like, let's try this.
Everybody's saying the same thing. I'm super busy. I don't have time today. Yeah, I don't want to do this.
But why are you here?
Exactly.
Why are you here?
Exactly. Right?
You know, it's...
You hear about the most successful relationships. They're usually, randomly at the gym or randomly at the grocery store. He came up and said, like, those organic meetings set up a foundation.
Set up the foundation, correct. And so now I see, I start seeing a little bit more of a connection is... The more people that are engaged in the apps, the less people that are willing to do that engagement. Mm-hmm. And so that's why there's supply and demand.
Boom. Go back to supply and demand.
There's so many apps.
There's a lack in supply because there's too much apps.
Right.
So the supply and the app situation is creating a lack with regards to the supply and the
you know what? Especially with the pandemic, people are like not really going out as much as they used to. Like
right,
you don't meet people
used
to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody you want to go out, but you kind of want to be away from people.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And I've seen where some guys, I felt bad for them because they were rejected that hard.
Right.
It's like, damn, girl, you didn't have to say all that.
Right.
But
that's also true. I mean,
I look at it from my perspective. Like I'm a bald woman. I wear my head bald, and I hear everything.
Mm.
Men say some of the craziest things to me in public.
Like what?
Like I was literally in the gas station, and I was only female in the gas station. It was two dudes behind the counter, a dude at the counter paying for his stuff, then me, and then two dudes behind me. And the guy at the register was like, he tells me I'm beautiful, and I say thank you.
Okay.
And then he says, I want to lick your head.
What?
In front of all these dudes.
And all
I heard was, yo, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Men are like, why don't you find that attractive? I'm like,
what?
Because I was like, if my butt was out, would you yell, look at that big ass? Like, you'll respect it with your eyes without making. I hear this so
Who are these
much.
Assholes?
Well, it just everything's about presentation.
Sure.
So if he would have said it in a different light,
right.
I probably could have. I'm a comedian. I probably could have laughed it off
or said something back.
Cute. Yeah. But the way he blurted it out in front of everybody, it kind of like put me on the spot, you know. And I was just like, you know,
I like how you're covering your jacket.
Right, my titties were out, but nobody's looking at these titties with this head out, okay?
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, it made me feel a certain kind of way. And then, you know, people touch me, like men want to touch my head. Like,
what?
I'm telling you, this is a horrible
thing. Who are these people not raised right by their mothers? This is horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't understand what
I don't get
they
that.
Think
I,
it's
I mean,
different.
Yeah.
They think it's different.
I wouldn't know what to say. We were talking about relationships. And now we're moving into this.
It has
apps.
To do with relationship
right,
because
right.
it's I think it's hard. This is my first time dating, being
sure.
single,
okay.
bald.
Okay.
It's a whole different dynamic of men.
If I may ask, I didn't know. So how long have you been bald, I guess?
Well, I have a hair follicle disease called alopecia.
Oh.
So I've been
alopecia?
Balding. Yes. Mm. I've been balding since I was 30s.
Oh, okay,
30s.
Okay, okay.
And I finally just started shaving my head a year ago.
Okay.
And this past year has been... A world. It makes me not want to date because of how men approach me.
Wow.
It's like, dang, I want to date,
terrible.
But I don't want to. Listen, I have a joke where I say a man grabbed me by the back of my neck like I was a pit bull puppy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
true story.
Yeah.
He grabs me. He's like, this shit is sexy. And I'm like, dude, are you really holding the back of my neck?
Yeah,
I'm not a dog.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
That is so weird.
I mean, it's possible that you unleash something in this environment where men are used to seeing hair, and they're like, oh, this is new.
I can understand it.
There's the reaction that they just can't control.
Well, guys feel like something's
different.
But to be disrespectful, right?
No,
I don't understand.
That's what I can't get with.
Right.
I understand I'm different.
Sure.
But I don't do disrespect well.
Sure.
Right.
And that's when my defense mechanism comes
in. I understand.
You know, so, I mean, said all that to say... Dating apps are the devil.
Yeah, they are.
And buy avocados.
And subscribe.
What was the word that he was talking about? Choose the Biden was using. Anyway.
Putain.
Anyway. All right. So relationships. Moved on. Super Bowl reactions.
So, reaction. Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Did anybody watch the game? Because I know everybody I know wanted to see Snoop.
I just fast forwarded to the halftime show.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I saw the highlights afterwards. And I know the score. So if you haven't seen our last episode, Roberto right here put down $1,000.
Bam! Bet.
If you didn't see the last episode, check it out, please. We have some analytics, and we actually have a live animal to support.
Yeah.
And shout out to Sky, our dog. Our dog that came and selected the winner of the Super Bowl, which is the Rams. Mm-hmm. So I also suggest you to take the under. Mm-hmm. So if you took the Rams and you took the under, you made a good amount of money like I did. Mm-hmm. Now, also the coin toss. The coin toss was heads.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything about that one. I looked at it. The next one was Will Snoop.
No, he didn't.
Will right. Snoop smoke no weed on stage? No.
I was looking. I was like, oh.
And what
the moment that they set it up. I was like, ah, he ain't gonna.
Is Eminem gonna say a curse word? No, he said right. No.
Yeah.
And then the first commercial.
Yeah. What was the first
one? I think the first commercial was a McChips. I think it was a fast food commercial.
Oh,
the first one.
All the commercials were lame this year.
They just
had a lot of celebrities in them.
Yeah.
Super Bowl commercials over the years, they were funny. They were comical.
Yeah, right.
But I didn't get that from anything. Yeah. It's just every commercial had a celebrity in it.
Yeah.
It was a form of propaganda, actually. A very, very, very super entertaining. Nobody was saying, hey, let's go look at the commercials like before.
Like they were before.
Before, now everybody was geared for the halftime show, which, I mean, was good. It wasn't I thought I was going to get a new song.
I was more entertained when Beyonce did it.
Yes. Well, you know, it's weird how no matter what happens in a Super Bowl show, somebody complains. That sucked. That was the worst one ever. And some people say it was the best one ever. Like, I think it's also your age groups has a factor with that.
Yeah.
Right, because if you're over 50, you don't care about Snoop and Dre.
What
right?
kind of crazy was holding 50 Cent's thick ass up?
Yo, you know what? Although he does look like a toad now, he totally did that himself. I saw the video where he gets up and grabs and pulls himself and puts his legs in. He still has some strength, even though he looks like a toad.
Well, he went from looking like a beaver to now he looks like a toad. That was my 50 Cent impression.
It sounded more like Bubba Gump, Shrimp from Forrest Gump.
God, that's the sick guy. Listen, where is your man? I'm gonna sound like Deep Throat for the rest of the show with my mask on.
Oh, now you put the mask on. All right, great.
It's like he stuck the head in, and I was like, And then I let him do it, and it's like it's too late.
Too late.
Make you feel better. I've been coughing for days. So.
Either way, we're good.
All right, so the predictions. That's what I like about that situation is that we were able to go through the whole system with regards to the information about football, and then now I'm able to rationalize it a lot better. Can't wait till the next season starts.
Yes.
What the next sports are coming up is where we are. Basketball.
Well, basketball is right now. And it's getting ready.
March Madness is next month.
That's true. March Madness is coming up. The World Cup is this year.
Yeah, the World Cup is coming.
What is the World Cup?
Soccer.
Football. Yes.
I live right by the stadium.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
I see the little guys practicing all the time.
Why they gotta be little?
Because they are.
That's true.
I'm taller than most.
They are. You are. Yeah, I saw you.
All right. So a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are happening in the city, in the world, in our relationships, in every relationship that we have. I can't wait to keep going through this. This is a wonderful experience that we are developing here.
Absolutely.
I thank you guys for the time that you guys gave to come over here and share with everybody your information.
Oh, thank you.
What else do we have? Is there something more that we can share? A promo code.
So, right. I believe you have a comedy show coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell folks about that?
Well, it's called Women Crush Weekend. So, every first weekend of the month at Phil and Derek's Restaurant and Lounge, 1701 Webster, it is Women Crush Weekend, and I'm the host, and it's featuring female comedians.
Okay.
So, I just kind of got on the soapbox about female comics and it picked up. So every first weekend I'm there for the rest of the year, and that's cool. And I'm excited about that. And then I'll be in a World Comedy Expo, comedy festival in Chicago in March as well. So I'm excited about both of those things.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is, folks, if you subscribe, number one, you have to subscribe to our channel.
And have to have an avocado.
Have a picture of an avocado.
We're making it difficult for them.
We're going to do a raffle.
And
we're going to give away two tickets to her comedy show.
You definitely
see me. Yes. And these are some hilarious people. I don't want to say female comedian. They're just freaking hilarious people. These are legit comedians, and this facility is a great facility. It's a good comedy club. I've been there before.
Okay, so we have a registration link for a raffle coming up.
Right, so look in the description. You'll find our information. Please subscribe first, and then send us in an email with your information.
Don't forget the avocado picture.
And avocado picture. And we'll have you.
So we're gonna have the avocado picture.
Oh, they want to make my giveaway all simple and stuff.
You want to be delicious? You want it to be a delicious one?
You just gotta come see this head in person.
If you send the avocado pictures, we'll definitely post them. Okay.
Yes. So send us that information, and we'll make sure that you're possibly the winner of our two tickets, and we're gonna announce that information on our YouTube channel.
Beautiful. When is the show, by the way? Oh, every
first weekend of the month. So March is the 4th and 5th.
Fourth and fifth,
or either fifth and sixth.
Are we doing it for this one coming up, or the one for like April?
Just so this is March. Outside. March is next weekend.
Right.
So yeah, it's next weekend, and then I'm there every first weekend. So whatever first Friday and Saturday of the month, I'm at Phil and Derek's 1701 Webster.
Gotcha. Great. And in Midtown. We're also gonna put Nitra's website so you can see where she is and some of her YouTube stand-up jokes in the description.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Right. And that is me on the website. It's just I have so many faces of hair. I'm still upset
faces
about the ponytail.
Of hair.
I'm still mad about the ponytail. Nobody told me to wear a ponytail.
Now you know for next time.
That is trash. Even the film girl has a ponytail. They didn't tell the black people to bring the ponytail.
That is a new studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we have a film girl. We have people. We have audience. This is weird.
They could have told me. I could have grew my. I shaved my chin to come here for y'all. I could have let it grow out.
Or you could have stuck one on the back of your head like the Crouching Tiger.
Hey, you know my head has a hole in it.
Man, those
when you to pull your ponytail. Y'all could have said something, and I could have put the ponytail on first, and then the hat.
That would have been awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
I love it. Thank you very much for watching. If you have these, questions, descriptions, things you want to add, things you want us to include, please share them. Guys, have a wonderful day.
Namaste.
Time check.
Wait, hold on. Can you take a picture real quick?
Quick. Can you get in the middle?
Sure.
And then Robert on that side.
Oh.
Careful now. This is for the cover shot.
Well,
can you take a beat?
Of course.
Thank you.
Can you take it fupa up, please? we don't want to get his fupa.
Yeah, my fupa be, you know.
All right.
Take a few.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. You guys, all right, man. Awesome. Thank you, guys.